35 in supplemental budget.
We will glorify thy King of Kings, we will glorify the Lamb, we will glorify the Lord, who is the King of Kings, I am. Lord Jehovah reigns in majesty, we will bow before his throne, we will worship him.
Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we come to you in prayer at this time, especially grateful that you are our King, our Father, and no one can compare to you. Please be with the speaker and help him have a ready remembrance what it is that he has prepared. Thank you for all you give us, our jobs and homes, physical things that help us enjoy life here. Also the spiritual blessings of your grace, mercy, and love, and for salvation through Jesus. Please be with those who are struggling with whatever it may be to find comfort in you. Forgive us of our sins, and give us the peace that comes from knowing you are in control of all things. Please let us meet here at the next appointed time, if it be your will. Help us to strive to be more like you. Best of all, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to this earth, to die on the cross for the remissions of our sins. Through his name we pray. Amen.
We'll start off with a story this evening. There was a U.S. naval carrier that was out at sea, and it came upon a set of lights coming of an oncoming ship. The carrier signaled to the oncoming ship and to change its course, as they were a very large vessel, aircraft carriers. It's hard to change course on real quick with that thing. But the message came back, you need to change your course. So the captain of the carrier, he identifies himself. I'm the captain of the ship. We're a United States Naval Aircraft Carrier. You need to change your course. Very sternly, coming across, very belligerently. The other vessel simply replied back, I'm a lighthouse. Your call. Tell you that story talked about two types of indicators, a lighthouse and a weather vane. Both very useful for what they're used for. A lighthouse signals where the shore is, helps keep ships from running aground. They're immovable, and as the story illustrates, he's not going to change his course because he can't. But he's there. He provides guidance, and they know it's true. They can tell where land is, they help guide ships into harbors, and they're going to be there. They stay. They're true. weather vane shows the direction of which way the wind's blowing. It is useful for forecasting weather, useful as a windsock to help aircraft land, especially helicopters. You see them, see those orange air socks or wind socks on helipads around hospitals to help them land, to help them know which way the wind's blowing so they can adjust and set down, set the aircraft down where it needs to be. It's also very useful for in emergency situations. There's a chemical spill, gas going in the air. If socks pointed that way, you go that way. So it's helped it, very helpful to indicate that. But as we think about our lives, how Christians should be as we point out to the world, which one would we rather be? Do we want to be the lighthouse that's steady, that's always guiding, showing the true way? Or a windsock, or a weather vane, just turn whichever way the wind's blowing to point the way. Turn, if you would, to Matthew 5. Matthew 5 and verse 14 is Jesus giving the Sermon on the Mount. You are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill and cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that you may be that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Turn, if you would, to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 4. Again, talking about lights. Therefore, since we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we do not lose heart, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. For we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For as God, who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Looking there at verse 6, talking about how God commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. That's exactly what a lighthouse does. In the darkness, in the dead of night, you can't see anything. You can start to see that light, and it shows you where that shore is. It guides you to that home. Whereas the weather vane, as it twists and turns just according to however the wind blows, Paul has some guiding words for the Ephesians. Turn to Ephesians 4. Let's start in verse 11. We'll get most the thought here. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, until we all come to the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. And we'll stop there. As Paul talks about how we should be, we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine. Anything that comes up, whatever somebody starts pointing, hey, look, let's talk about this. No, let's go over here. Let's talk about this. You see how that just kind of goes round and round. There's no real direction given to it. As we talked last week in James, James 1 and verse 6, but let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. Here is James, as we talked last week, talking about a doubting faith. It'll be like a wave tossed by the wind. It goes every which way. Not necessarily constant, but just driven by a different force, and doesn't have any true direction, any true consistency given to it. It's not strong. It's not true. It can come from every which way. As we talked about a rogue wave, that's one of those waves, and you have all of them rolling this way, and then here comes one from the side and just roll you over. Just being tossed every which way by the wind. So tonight, as we, in way of invitation, let's think about how we are shining ourselves, how we're showing ourselves to the world. Are we an indicator that's true, that's steady, that's constant, that's showing and guiding the true path? Or are we floating around, just pointing every which way that the wind blows, and not giving any true and real direction? So tonight, if you are subject to the invitation, if you need help with finding that guiding way, I invite you to come as we stand and we sing.
If there's nothing else, we're going to close the prayer. Bow with me, please. Our great God and Father who art in heaven, we are so thankful to Thee for the blessings that You provided for us, for the cool weather, for the warmth that we've enjoyed and anticipating a beautiful spring. We thank You for the rain You've provided and for the break in that. We thank You for our safe journey here tonight, for the good health that we enjoy, for be able to be out here and to study together tonight, to hear the word spoken of among us, and that we can share our ideas and understanding about it so that we may gain the most from reflecting upon the perfect law of liberty. Father, we pray that You'd be with us in the choices that we make, that we steer ourselves right, that we choose to seek out Your path of way of righteousness, that we try to live according to Your word, that we carry out a pure and undefiled religion and serve You faithfully all the days of our lives. We're mindful, Father, that there are those we've mentioned here who are sick, many of them on the list now. We pray that You'd be with them to restore them to their health, that You'd bring them back at the next appointed time, that they continue on from day to day and do well. But Father, we've also mindful that we've heard of many who have passed away recently and very suddenly for different reasons. We pray, Father, that You'd be with these families in this most sad time, especially when it's so unexpected and the people are young. We are mindful, Father, that our life is but a vapor and we are not promised tomorrow. And in these cases, we are reminded regularly that life is fragile and fleeting. May we do what is right and good in Your sight from day to day, ready at any time to face You in eternity with our fate sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. May You say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant," whether we've served here and lived long or not. Father, forgive us for our sins. Cleanse us from unrighteousness. Show us what we should do, that we have no vain religion among us, that we live out and be a doer of the word that we've heard so well spoken of tonight. We pray that You would help us in these applications, that we might more closely be drawn to Your word, that we might be a better reflection of Jesus Christ in our lives, that we might be the help and the companion that we are expected to be as children of Thine. For You are the great, wonderful, loving Father who is merciful and tender and kind and loving and who always seeks out those who need Him. That we know that we can count on You, and we thank You for being among us tonight. May You always be with us throughout our lives. In the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.